Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back and gather as one Klal Yisrael and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this call part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 22nd day of the month of Cheshvan here in the United States, and now already Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shishi, the 23rd day of Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. We continue to daven for all of our brothers and sisters in Israel, that the four Kedoshim, whose bodies are still being unjustly held in Gaza, be returned for proper burial without delay, even as we speak right now. I believe it was at 8 o'clock Israel time. Hamas is supposed to be handing over the remains of one of the bodies, and we hope, we daven, that it's accurate, that all four are properly returned. I want to wish a refuah shalema to all in need, for those who get on this call daily, davening for themselves, for others. Today, particularly, I want to wish a refuah shalema as well for Yitzchak David ben Bela and Yaakov Tzvi ben Leah. May they in all need have a refuah shalema. On behalf of the OU, it is my honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Gabriel Price, Rabbinical Coordinator at OU Kosher Certification here at the Orthodox Union, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. I have to admit, I do not know Rabbi Price. I'm very grateful to our mutual colleague, Brandon, for making the connection. And the next time I am at the OU headquarters, I look forward, Rabbi Price, to meeting you in person. Following Rabbi Price's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite the Achenu, both in Hebrew as well as in English, and that will be followed by the Mishaberach for our dear, special, and brave Chayalim. And finally, we will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, during which Rabbi Price will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us here can insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Price.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, and I look forward to meeting you in person as well next time we have the opportunity. Tehillim Call is a very beautiful tradition here at the OU. You had mentioned, Rabbi Herman, the importance of us davening together. I'd like to discuss a halacha that focuses really on that. And it's a halacha which is very well known, and it's practiced really every day. I think many people don't really grasp the depth of the halacha, and I'd like to elaborate on that. We know that the shul, the synagogues all over the world, face in one direction. They face towards Eretz Yisrael, and they face towards the Beis HaMikdash. So here, headquarters and at the OU, it's facing towards the east. And shuls all over the United States, Europe face towards the east. This is something which is mentioned in the Talmud, that shuls, when people pray, whether you're in shul or whether you're not in a shul, you should face towards Eretz Yisrael and towards the Beis HaMikdash, towards the temple. And in the west, meaning west of Eretz Yisrael, and east of Eretz Yisrael, they face towards the west, in Singapore and China. Whether you're with a shul, whether you're a mashgiach or another, just a traveling businessman, don't have an opportunity to daven in a shul, you're supposed to orient yourself when possible. You're supposed to physically orient yourself towards the land of Israel and focus your attention on the land of Israel, and specifically towards the Beis HaMikdash. Within Israel itself, The shuls are also oriented towards Yerushalayim. So, for example, in the north of Israel, in Tzfas, the shuls are designed so that one can face towards the south, towards Yerushalayim. In Hebron, which is south, it faces towards the north, towards Eretz Yisrael. And within Yerushalayim itself, the shuls, most of them, they face towards the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to face towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the Holy of Holies. So this is, as I said, is well known, and it's practiced every day. this is mentioned in the Talmud, as I mentioned, and the Talmud bases on Psukim and summarizes this idea, the saying of it, when everybody does this, besides the inherent beauty of davening towards the Beis HaMikdash, we're all davening together, and we're all oriented to one makom. That's the makom HaMikdash. The Gemara brings that it's based on a pasuk, this idea. This is based on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. And Shir HaShirim, as we know, is a love song between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And there in the fourth chapter of Shir HaShirim, in the fourth pasuk, there's a pasuk that says, K'migdal David Savareich, Banoi L'Talpiot, that you, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is saying to Klal Yisrael, your neck is like, Savareich is like the Tower of David, which is the Beis HaMikdash. Banoi L'Talpiot, it's built as a landmark. It's built as a landmark. So the Chazal, the Chachamim, the sages say, this is they take the word Talpiot, which means a landmark, and they break it down to different parts. Tal, tel, which is a hill. Sheko, pios, ponimbo. Pios, talpiot is a compound in the eyes of Chazal. The eyes of the sages is the compound of two words. Tal, which is a hill. The Mikdash is on a hill. Peliot, which is mouths. The mouths should all be headed, oriented towards the tel. This is how Chazal understand this beautiful pasuk, that everybody's their mouths of prayer, the mouths of tefillah should all be focused on this mount where the Beis HaMikdash is built. That's the basis for which this halacha that we're all familiar with is built. Now the way this is brought in the Talmud is that people should face towards Eretz Yisrael, and we should face towards the Beis HaMikdash, as I mentioned. There's a very, the Beis Yosef was a commentary on the Tur. This is the Tur brings this halacha and that's brought in the Talmud. The Beis Yosef brings from one of the Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's not sufficient simply to be facing towards Eretz Yisrael, and it's even not sufficient to be facing towards the Beis HaMikdash, but rather there one needs to focus on the deepest, most holy inner sanctum of the Beis HaMikdash, which is called the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Mishnah in Masechet Kelim mentions that there's 10 levels of Kedusha, 10 levels of holiness in the land of Israel, and they become increasingly holy from the land of Israel itself, Yerushalayim, towards the it goes higher and higher and higher, the temple itself. Ultimately, there's the Ulam, there's the Heichel, and there's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kohen Gadol only accesses the Kodesh HaKadoshim one time a year. It's the Holy of Holies. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that it's not enough that one should orient oneself physically. And even his mind or her mind shouldn't be, it's not enough that they should be oriented towards that place. But you have to be precise. You have to focus on the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. And the Beis Yosef is the commentary on the Tur, brings this Rabbeinu Yonah. Now, it's not only that this Beis Yosef is a commentary on the Torah. The Beis Yosef himself is the one who codified Jewish law. And when he codifies this law, which is mentioned in the Talmud, which does use broad language in terms of orienting ourselves, he uses the precise language that Rabbeinu Yonah says is needed to understand this halacha. And this is brought in Siman Tzadik Daled in Shulchan Aruch, the 94th part of in Shulchan Aruch, where it's discussing these halachas of prayer. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is as follows: Nekumo lehispalel, when a person gets up to daven, im hayo oimed b'chutz la'aretz, if he's standing outside the land of Israel, yachzer panov keneged Eretz Yisrael, he should orient his face, his body, he's orient himself towards keneged Eretz Yisrael. Yechaven gam liYerushalayim, and his kavanas, his thoughts should be focused on Yerushalayim, ula Mikdash, and to the base of Mikdash, ula base kadshei hakadoshim, and his mind should even be on the base kadshei hakadoshim. This is the halacha. This is how he articulates the halacha. It's not a nice idea. This is what one is supposed to be doing. Hayu oimed be'Eretz Yisrael, if he's standing within Eretz Yisrael, yachzer panav keneged Yerushalayim. He should orient himself towards Yerushalayim, as we mentioned earlier. Yechaven gam l'mikdash, he should be mechaven to the base of Mikdash. ulebeis kodesh kadoshim. Hayoimid biyushalayim yakser ponav lemigdash. In Yerushalayim too, he or she should orient himself or herself to the migdash. Biyachavin gamkein lebeis kodesh kadoshim. Okay, so that's the language of the Shulchan Aruch, and it's a very important language. It's very important for us to internalize this halacha. The reason why it's important for us to internalize this halacha is because that when we understand the depth of the Kedusha that Chazal had structured for ourselves with the levels of Kedusha, and that's reflected in the actual architecture of the temple itself. We have higher and higher levels of sanctity culminating in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When one contemplates this, one also experiences a depth in one's heart. The whole idea of being Mechaven Leiv means that you're deepening within your heart a concept, a sensitivity to one's deepest parts of one's heart. The pasuk that we mentioned earlier, the verse in Shir HaShirim, refers to the Beis HaMikdash as Tzavareich, your neck. Your neck is the connection between the Rosh and the Guf. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is. It's a connection between the Rosh, which is the spiritual realm, and the Guf, which is this world. The Beis HaMikdash is that connection. There's a chibur, there's a connection which is very deep and very kodesh and should not be, it needs to be kept protected. And we need to be able to connect to that deep place within our hearts that is protected, that's uncompromising, that we can connect to, which we know is the deepest connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with our fellow Jews, all of whom are connecting to this deep place. This is an important halacha, and it's an important concept. And if one understands how to comply with this halacha, then one can deepen this connection. And one has three opportunities, or whenever we're able to daven, if you can daven Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv, so you have three opportunities to deepen this connection. Before we daven, during davening, we're supposed to be focused on the Pirush HaMilos. During davening, we focus on the words themselves. But before davening, it's very important to orient oneself. Again, we take it for granted that the shuls are designed there. And again, if we're not in shuls, if you're in your kitchen or your living room, wherever you have an opportunity to daven, ideally, if circumstances allow for it, you focus your body and your mind towards Yerushalayim. But it's more than that. You have to connect to this deep place called the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a real place right now. It's not real. It's not tangible because to our sorrow, it's been destroyed. And it's our prayer that should be rebuilt. But within our hearts, it's there. It has to be found and it has to be accessed. And it's our wish that when we do connect to this deep place within our hearts, then Bezat Hashem, we'll see the actual physical embodiment of this Kodesh Kedoshim we built. So I would like to say Tehillim first. I'll say the Psalms, and that will be followed by Achinu Beis Yisrael, which will be followed by a prayer for the Chayolim and a Misha Berach for Chayolim, as Rabbi Herman mentioned. We're going to start with Kapitel Chaf. Is that Rabbi Herman? Is that right? We start with Chaf?
All right.
Okay. Okay. Lam Natseach Mizmor LaDavid Yancha Adonai Biyom Tzoro Yisagevcha Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Yetzecha Mikodesh Umitziyon Yisadeko Yizkorko Mincho Yisecho Vilascha Yidash Nasela Yitain Lecho Kilvavecho Vechol Atascha Yimale Neranana Biyeshua Secho Vishem Eloheinu Nidgo Yimale Adonai Kol Mishalo Secho Ato yadati ki oshi adinoi mishicho. Yanehu mishmei kodshoi bigvuroi fiesha yeminoi. Eile vareche veile vasusim. Veanachnu b'shem adinoi Eloheinu nazkir. Heima karu v'nafalu veanachnu kamdu v'nesoidod. Adinoi hoishio hamelech yaneinu v'yom kareinu.
Psalm 121. Shir lamalois Ateina Yelo Harim Meayan Yabo Yezri Ezri Meimadoinoi Oisei Shamayim Vioret Al Yitain Lamoit Raglecho Al Yanum Shaimrecho Hine lo yanum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecho, Adonai tzelcha ayad yiminecho. Yoimam hashemesh lo yakecho, v'yareach balaylo. Adonai yishmorcho mikol ro, yishmor es nafshecho. Adonai yishmor teitcho v'yecho miyato v'yadolom.
130.
Shir hamalois memamakim karasicho adoinoi. Adoinoi shimavakoili tianas nako kashuvois lako tachanunoi. Imavoinois tishmor yo adoinoi mi yaamoid. Ki imcho haslicho lumian tivarei. Ki visi adoinoi kivso nafshi vlidvaroi hoi chalti. Nafshi l'adoinoi m'shoimrim l'boike, shoimrim l'boike. Yachel Yisrael el adoinoi, ki im adoinoi ha-chesed, yarbei moi fedus. V'hu yiftes Yisrael mikol avoinoi sov. Achenu kol beis Yisrael n'tzunim b'tzaru v'shivyo, ho'oimdim bein bayom uvein bayabosho. Hamokom yirachem aleihem v'yotziem mitzor l'ravacho, ma'afela l'oiro u'mishubid l'gulo, hashto ba'agala v'zman kariv v'noimer amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say, amein. This is a Misha Berach for the Chayalim. Misha Berach Avoseno Avraham Yitzchak VeYakov Hu Yivarech Es Chaylei Tzava Hagana LeYisrael VeAntrei Chochos HaBitachoin HaOindim Al Mishmar Arzeno Vari Eloheinu Migvol HaLevonon VeAd Midbar Mitzrayim UMin HaYam HaGadol Ad Levoi HaRavim VeChol Mokoim Shehem BaYabosha BeAvir VeYam Yiten Adonai Es Oyveinu HaKomim Aleinu Negofim Lifneihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor VeYatzil Es Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara VeTzuko Mikol Negel Machalo Yishlach brocha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem, yedad b'soineinu tachteihem, v'yatrein b'kester yeshuo, uv'teres nitzachoin. V'koyim behem ha'kosev ki adonai Eloheihem ha'holech imachem, v'hilachem lachem imoveichem, l'hoshia eschem b'noi marameim. I'll now say the prayer for the sick, the mishaberch for the cholim. I will pause for people to have the opportunity to insert those that they want to mention. Misha Berach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak VeYakov Moshe VeAharon David Ushloimo Hu Yivarech Es HaCholim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yemalei Rachmim Aleihem Lahachlimom Ulerfaim Lachazkam Lahachiyosam Yishlach Lehem Behera Refuah Shlema Min HaShemayim L'chol Evareihem L'chol Gideihem B'soch Sharcho LeYisrael Refuah Senefesh Refuah Seguf Hashta Bagalav Zman Kariv Enoimer Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Price. Akiva, to have you on. Looking forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the year of Hashem in the near future. And I look forward to meeting you as well. I'll be in the office on Wednesday. So if you're there, looking forward to meeting in person in the year of Hashem. I also want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her coordination, as well as our colleague Brandon for making the connection to bring Rabbi Price on. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow, Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day, and a beautiful and wonderful Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.